Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of February 2011. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. We're going to be talking about activism and the political awakening happening all across the world with Luke Radowski, founder of We Are Change, in the last hour today. In the meantime, there is a just massive amount of vital news and information that we're going to be covering. And in the first hour, I want to have open phones for first-time callers only. In the second hour, it will be a complete and total free-for-all for everybody. Love to hear from all of you. Any issue or item you want to discuss, first-time callers, 800-259-9231. Obviously, there have been big new developments in the Middle East continuing to unfold. The Suez Canal workers stage sit-in as U.S. warships are dispatched and Marines prepare to enter the country. Presidential Medal of Freedom given to former President George H.W. Bush and 14 others. Why not give a Medal of Freedom to Stalin? Continuing, U.S. agents are shot, one killed in Mexico. This out of the Wall Street Journal. But Big Sis is busy now rolling out at the NFL with brainwashing messages about not trusting your fellow citizens, only trusting government, the NBA, Major League Baseball, you name it, just a complete rollout, trying to basically have the TSA be seen as some type of messianic rock stars or movie stars. Meanwhile, the security situation continues to deteriorate in Mexico. We're going to be going over that as well today. We're going to look at some positive news from Rand Paul continuing to deliver on his promises. He wants a $500 billion cut. He's supporting his father in the audit of the Fed, and he is promising to try to block the reauthorization in the U.S. Senate of the USA Patriot Act. So he is certainly delivering on what he promised to do. And that leads us into Congressman Ron Paul. The first thing I'm going to cover when we come back, is not just Rand Paul, but Ron Paul. Fox News has been caught in an extremely wicked, dirty trick. And there really should be some repercussions for this. If they did something deceptive like this on someone I don't like Barack Obama or Dick Cheney, I would be screaming and hopping up and down concerned. But they did this to Ron Paul. Of course, they wouldn't do this to Dick Cheney or Barack Obama or a fellow globalist. They would only do this to somebody like Ron Paul. They have been caught absolutely red-handed playing video reportedly of Ron Paul being booed at CPAC, and it's a lie. It's a fraud. It's a fake. And we're going to break that down the other side. And they are admittedly caught. They have admittedly been dinged. When I saw this last night, I couldn't believe it. I actually went to C-SPAN.org. They have all of it archived there for free, the audio and video of it, and did go to the video where they announced the winner of the CPAC coveted poll to Ron Paul. Unbelievable standing ovation. All you hear is just thunderous applause. If you watch Fox News, it's complete and total booing. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is outrageous. And you know who runs Fox News? It's the Karl Rove / Roger Ailes arm of rhino neocons who pose as conservatives so they can control the conservative movement in this country that threatens the New World Order, period. This is so important, and I'm going to break it all down on the other side. Then, USA Today, kill switch internet bill, alarms, privacy experts, and so much more. We'll tell you what the latest from Bernie Madoff saying the big banks had to know what he was doing. Of course they did. It is all coming up today. Stay with us.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 16th day of February, 2011. Thank you for joining us. USA Today headline, kill switch internet bill alarms privacy experts. How about people that want to have free speech in this country? We're going to be going over that report. Also, parents blame toddler's death on tainted alcohol wipes. Millions of pad swabs recalled because of same bacteria that killed two-year-old. Bernie Madoff in my financial stack from CNBC. From prison, Madoff says banks had to know a fraud. Of course they did. They were deeply involved in all of it. Also, they've been reporting that Hosni Mubarak was in a coma or dead the last 3 or 4 days. Now they say that he is reportedly near death in Egypt. First, they said that he'd been in Israel for the last, 4 or 5 days, or I guess longer, since Friday. No one really knows where he is. So I guess that's almost 6 days. We're going to be going over all of that, continuing with our look at North Africa and the Middle East. The Suez Canal workers stage sit-in as U.S. warships have been dispatched. We're going to be breaking that down today. But I also want to just give you the note that Gerald Celente will be joining us coming up in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast on the economy and the revolutions that are popping up worldwide, driven by increased food prices via dollar devaluation and other factors. And Luke Radowski will also be joining us for 30 minutes to talk about his incredible confrontation of Dick Cheney at CPAC. Now, mentioning CPAC, I do not have words to describe how naked the corruption of Fox News is. And you know I criticize MSNBC. I criticize CNN. These groups all basically have goals via the establishment to suppress the population's political awakening and to basically play the population of the United States off against each other. And that is clearly what is happening today. CNN is more to an international audience and tries to play the middle as if they're nonpartisan. MSNBC is filled with extreme kind of fake left vitriol and race baiting. If you don't like government-run health care, then you are a racist. If you don't give up your guns, you're a racist. And then you look at Fox News. What is Fox News there for? They're rhinos. They're Republicans in name only. It is their job to suppress and to control the libertarian slash conservative movement in this country that at its roots threatens the globalist agenda of one world government, cashless society, control grids, global SDRs, the Patriot Act, the surveillance grid, the military-industrial complex takeover of this country. So the Democrats bought and paid for by the same offshore slash Wall Street interest. They're there to put out a political narrative that is attractive and manipulative towards people that see themselves as leftists. Fox News is there to kind of keep Republicans on the mainline, fake, plastic, conservative front. And they're also there, of course, to continue that left-right paradigm, balkanization, division that we talk so much about. Now, illustrating this is the fact that for decades, Rush Limbaugh, and for the last decade or so, Fox Television, Fox News, have made endless jokes about people that are worried about a police state. People that don't like the private Federal Reserve, people that criticize the Council on Foreign Relations, when all of these organizations openly are pushing for world government, and true patriots that are aware of this threat have been covering it and trying to warn the people. So for as long as they could, Fox News tried to paint anyone that talked about real issues with a tinfoil hat paintbrush. But in the last 3 or 4 years, there have been so many AP and Financial Times of London and Newsweek and Time magazine articles and so many open announcements by the G20 and the United Nations that indeed a private world government is being established. That indeed a system of planetary corporate rule is being created, that indeed a program of forced world population reduction and one-child policy is real. So it's gone from academic papers and the geopolitical preparations for this and the unification of laws, the continuity of agenda, to now the attempt to accelerate the implementation of this. And so Fox has gone from saying none of this exists to having Dick Morris on routinely on shows like Hannity. And he says, yes, the conspiracy theorists were nuts, saying there was a plan for a world government and a world currency, but now they're right. And they put Glenn Beck out to basically cover that niche of awakening libertarians and conservatives, but only so they have your confidence when they bring in the next messianic Republican leader, which is any major Republican presidential contender other than Ron Paul. And I take you back to CNN and Fox, going back 3 years ago on CNN, the last 2 years with Glenn Beck on his own radio show and TV. He'll have Glenn Beck will have Ron Paul on. He will say he's a good guy and then call him a kook right after it. Or he'll say Ron Paul supporters want a money bomb. They may want to blow things up. They might be terrorists. The army may need to be used against them. If you don't know about that clip, just pull it up. Glenn Beck says army may need to be used against Ron Paul supporters. He says the army may need to be used against these domestic threats. So we have all of that going on. And we have Fox News famously with people they don't like taking photos of them, changing the color to a green or yellow hue, deforming the faces. They've been caught a lot doing this. And you really get to see who the system's afraid of when the Democrats are out there saying Ron Paul can't win, even though he's won CPAC 2 years in a row and is winning most scientific polls as the number one slot right now as the presidential contender, the best chance to beat Barack Obama. In some polls, it still meant Romney, but most polls, Ron Paul's number one, and the other polls, he's number two. So you've got people like Trump saying he can't win, creating this self-fulfilling prophecy. But right after Ron Paul won the CPAC poll, Fox News knowingly cut to last year in a staged Mitt Romney event where they booed him. And that was staged last year where Fox had their microphone in the Mitt Romney contingent so that it would sound like they were over booing the cheers for Ron Paul when he won. That was staged and came out last year. This is even worse. This year, they ignored the live C-SPAN feed or their own live feed with the same guy announcing that in the same background from last year, and they played last year's feed of Ron Paul being booed and then put Ron Paul on live and said, what do you think of them just booing you? And Ron Paul said, well, I didn't see it, so I don't know. This is a hoax. This is Fox News insulting their listeners, treating you like you're a complete and total absolute moron. And they cannot be trusted at any level. And it's despicable. The people want Ron Paul. If the media even halfway acknowledges this, he will be the next president of the United States. A guy who's never compromised, has a perfect voting record, who will risk his life. You better believe they're going to come after him physically. To try to abolish the Federal Reserve and restore the Republic. And what does Fox News do? They run a psyop hoax, and they've not responded to this. I demand that they respond to this. I demand that you put pressure on them. I've never called for boycotts of Fox. I've actually said that we shouldn't let Media Matters try to bankrupt Glenn Beck. But at a certain point, we've got to use our financial power against them. I mean, I don't know. Do you as listeners have other ideas of what we can do about this? Enough is enough is enough is enough. They think you're weak-minded. They think if they show you people booing Ron Paul, that you'll think, well, he's not popular. I won't get behind him. And they think you're so weak-minded that if they tell you he can't win, they can then cheat him at the electronic voting machine boxes in the primaries. They can defeat him coming up. They think they can create that mindset. Well, I would vote for Ron Paul, but he can't win. He's winning the Gallup polls. Multiple polls, he gets first or second place behind Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was a supporter of government-run health care. It's come out today that, of course, Haley Barbour lobbied when he was the head of the Republican Party for total amnesty. I mean, if you want total amnesty in the North American Union, open borders, if you want a George Bush-style Rockefeller Republican, if you want the SPP, if you want your guns taken, Bush supported the assault weapons ban, if you want the Wall Street looting, if you want the Federal Reserve to continue, then by all means, support Newt Gingrich. Support Mitt Romney. Support the Haley Barbour-style Republican Party. But if you want a true constitutionalist that reflects true conservative ideas and values, Ron Paul is the man. Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen, is the answer. Now, he's the answer at the federal level, and if he runs and loses, we still win by him getting the word out and injecting sanity into those debates and telling people what's really happening. It sent shockwaves around the world 3 years ago. I'd say it'll be 20 times the effect conservatively this time. He must run. He will run unless something happens. But when we come back, I'm going to play you first the real audio and video of him getting a total standing ovation when he won Friday versus the fake video they played.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here's another example of what I'm talking about. Driving in this morning, listening to local radio, Genesis, on a local station, I heard the SRN radio news that they carry. And they talked about CPAC and didn't even mention Ron Paul, the winner. That's another way mainline Republicans, and that's what basically runs SRN, and I guess it's better than some of the other stuff we could carry, but I've told Teddy he should just produce his own news for stations. In fact, maybe I should just set that up in my office. We can outdo what they're doing any day with just dry, focused news. And you just hear the propaganda laced in there where they take you as a listener as a moron. And they deceive you and talk about CPAC and don't even tell you who the winner is when that's the whole point of it. That'd be like having a newscast about the Kentucky Derby 30 minutes after it finishes, you know, on Saturday morning or whenever they have it, and then not telling you what horse won. Now, what Fox News did is even worse. That's deception by omission. Fox News showed a clip from last year, and that was a scandal, too. It was all staged. They had a microphone in a little Mitt Romney contingent. He had lost. He was angry. And so Fox News cut to it with the microphone in the crowd so that you, with the directional mic, only heard those around it. So it sounded like Ron Paul got booed. This year, the cheering was so overwhelming for Ron Paul, they just didn't show you that, and they showed you last year with the same master of ceremonies. So we're first going to play you what actually happened last week when they announced Ron Paul as the winner. You'll hear the sustained total cheering. Then we're going to go back to the start of the video. If you want to see it all for yourself, it's Fox News caught in shocking dirty trick stunt against Ron Paul. And that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And this needs to be gotten out to all Fox News listeners and viewers so that pressure is put on Fox so they don't continue to engage in dirty tricks like this, not just against Ron Paul, but against the electorate and against their viewers. This is outrageous. So here's what really happened at CPAC. Here it is.
It is the results of the presidential straw poll. And this year probably was one of the longer lists we've ever had. And we had a number of write-in candidates, which I'll touch on when I show the results. And we asked this year, we asked it two ways. We asked it as a first choice, and we asked it as a second choice. And I'll show the combination of both. And the next slide, the winner of the straw poll this year, Congressman...
say Ron Paul, but they're so loud. Standing ovation. This is what really happened. Last Friday. Chanting Ron Paul.
Okay.
This is what really happened. But Fox News won't let you see it. Because they know best for you.
Okay. Congressman Ron Paul gets 30%. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney gets 23%.
Hear the boos.
And as you can see, there are a number of candidates.
Okay, that's enough. So, you hear about half of it is booing for Mitt Romney. You can almost hear no booing for Ron Paul. You have the one Mitt Romney corner doing it. I guess Fox couldn't get a microphone snaked over to that area right in the mouth of one of the Mitt Romney supporters to boo, to drown out everybody else. And so Fox just said, you know what, get Ron Paul on right after the announcement. They get Ron Paul on, and the Fox News host, we're going to come back from break and play this, says, hey, you got booed. What do you think of that? And they show the video from the year before. And what a difference. He only won by a few percentage points last year. He beat Romney by a whole bunch of points, as you just heard, this year. And you heard the just deafening standing ovation. You can barely hear some boos from the Mitt Romney crowd. And Fox News, they just decided you don't get to hear it. You don't get to see it. They're going to engage in fraud. They're going to engage in a hoax. They're going to engage in lies. They're going to keep you from being able to actually hear what people had to say for Ron Paul. He also won the poll, of course. But remember how he kept winning the text votes in all the debates? And the media would then either ignore it or would say, oh, well, this is ridiculous. You see, Ron Paul was proven right 2.5-3 years ago in that campaign. And the system is now very, very scared. We'll show you the fraud when we come back. right here on the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, so you just heard the audio, and if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, the video, heard and saw the video of what really happened last Friday when Ron Paul won the coveted CPAC poll, which Reagan won and catapulted him in 79, and that so many other people that end up winning the Republican nomination have won as well. And last year, Fox said, well, the straw poll doesn't really count anymore. And this year, they just lied and played an old tape saying Ron Paul got booed. That's what they think of you. I'm going to play that in a moment. But, I mean, look, Fox News is pushing this hard, and so are all the other camp followers. Again, radio news that I mentioned earlier, that even this network carries. We don't produce it. Just mentioned the straw poll and didn't even mention Ron Paul, the winner. It's like mentioning the Super Bowl right after it is over and not saying who won. This is what they think of you. And they say, disrespectful libertarians hijack CPAC poll and its mission. And they go on here to not even really clearly tell you that Ron Paul won. And then they demonize him and say that, it's just a bunch of fluff. Doesn't even make sense. It says, it is the libertarians in attendance that produce the free pornographic calendar passed out to attendees in 2010. So somebody handed something out, so they blame all libertarians. It is the libertarians in attendance who openly promote the inclusion of groups like GOP Round, largely as an attempt to silence groups who speak in strong opposition to traditional moral values. So again, the idea is because somebody shows up and talks about something, it's Ron Paul's fault. See how they, and the whole thing is just a giant demonization campaign that the gays are going to get us if we vote for Ron Paul, when that's not even one of Ron Paul's issues. And meanwhile, it's the Republicans' leadership at Bohemian Grove shipping in the male prostitutes. And who's reported on that? New York Daily News, New York Post, Vanity Fair. Just 2 years ago, Vanity Fair reporter snuck in there and witnessed it all. He got arrested, but still, he's a reporter, so they couldn't erase his brain. All of what he saw was there. Spy Magazine, back in the 80s, reported on it. I mean, come on. Richard Nixon told Harper's Magazine that it's a giant homosexual orgy. So, come on, guys. Our Republicans are telling us that they're so afraid of the gays that are going to come out from under the table and get them. But meanwhile, we all know that the mainline rhinos, you basically have to be a homosexual to be a high-powered mainline Republican, and Ron Paul isn't. We all saw what happened with Barat. They tell him it's a German TV interview. They tell him, please step in this room while we fix the lights, and Barat, playing the part of Bruno, starts stripping his clothes down, and Ron Paul shoves him out of the door and screams at him, and is completely freaked out, running out of the room. Now, if it would have been one of your other mainline Republicans, it would have been a full-on sex scene with Bruno. No doubt. I mean, it would have been boom. Absolute you-know-what going down. So they're mad at Ron Paul. He doesn't join the club. He doesn't go into airport bathrooms. He's not, being found with dead interns like so many people that are big mainline Republicans. One of them is a host on MSNBC in the morning. But, oh, my gosh, they just want to protect us. They just want to protect us. And it goes on and on. So I already played for you the audio and video of what really happened last Friday. Imagine how dumb they think you are. It's on C-SPAN. It's live on other channels. And they have the dirty trick ready. They go back and get last year, which itself was a staged event, with the microphone into the Fox feed, shoved up in the Mitt Romney gaggle, the Mitt Romney group. That's kind of like the famous roar of then-presidential candidate Howard Dean back in 2000. What year was that election? Back in 2004, where he's got the the microphone that, I guess they call it a cardioid projection, where it only picks up what's right on your mouth. And so he's yelling and roaring while everybody else is cheering, and it sounds like he's crazy because all you hear is him roaring. Ah! And they spun all that like, oh, look, he's a maniac. Well, it's the same thing. A year and 5 days ago at CPAC, this came out then, we wrote articles about it, ran a microphone over, they had it all staged, okay, when Ron Paul wins, which they already knew from inside baseball, the things run by the Republicans, was going to happen. You guys cheer into the microphone when Mitt Romney gets up second, but when Ron Paul gets up, you boo. Well, I guess they couldn't pull that off this year. So, knowing it's the same guy that presented last year that presents this year, as he's done for over a decade at CPAC, they go ahead and say, well, it's the same background, same guy. Let's go ahead and bait and switch. Our viewers are so stupid and so addled that they won't figure out what's happening. Okay, let's go ahead now and play the hoax video from Fox News as they try to embarrass Ron Paul on air. Here it is. This is the setup interview.
Came out of nowhere, and he won the Republican straw poll. Ron Paul, named by conservatives as their favorite to run for president at CPAC. But reaction, not exactly warm and fuzzy.
Now for the deception.
The winner of this year's CPAC straw poll is now... Okay. Well, the winner of this year's CPAC straw poll is Texas Congressman Ron Paul.
In the end, he was the winner. Probably not the reaction he was hoping for when you name a favorite to run for the White House. Mixed applause and boos as Ron Paul was announced over the weekend. The fiery Texas Republican, no doubt unfazed by the reaction. He's live with me now from Capitol Hill, winner of that straw poll for the second year in a row. How you doing, sir? Congressman
Ron
Paul.
I'm doing fine.
Welcome back here.
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
So who was in the audience booing you? Did you get a name on the Did you get an ID of those people?
No, I wasn't there, so I didn't watch that little ceremony at the end. But it tells you that there's no people aren't unanimous on this cause of liberty. You know, I am very determined that liberty is the issue, and some people like to be taken care of more so than demanding their freedoms.
Okay. Maybe it was.
So it's not about Ron Paul's issues. It's not about Ron Paul's ideas. It's not about him winning Gallup polls that are scientific, being in first or second place in multiple polls. It's not about him winning the coveted straw poll 2 years in a row. It's not about staged boos last year and now no boos you can hear and standing ovation this year. It's all about he got booed, which itself is a fraud and is a lie. Now, regardless of what you think of Ron Paul, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever the case may be, what should happen to Fox News? I mean, we should talk about it. We should say it's wrong. We should speak out against it. I mean, they crafted this. They aired this days after that announcement had been made. They got this ready. They got Ron Paul ready for the show, and they knowingly lied to their viewers. And look, I know the media spins and lies by, you know, by omission. Now there is this year. There is the fellow announcing the winners this year, and you notice he's wearing a different shirt and does not have a lanyard around his neck, but the same background, the same American flag background they used last year is what they used this year. And then, again, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this. If not, go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and you can see the video for yourself. Fox caught in shocking dirty tricks stunning against Ron Paul. That was this year. And then there's last year. A little bit different shirt, a little bit different jacket, and he's got a blue lanyard around his neck. So, what is Fox News going to do caught trying to deceive their viewers? I mean, does that make people happy? Do you like that? We're going to open the phones up, and I want to get your take on this issue and all the other issues that I've already basically skimmed over. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Then I'm going to get into all of the other incredible news that we have here on Egypt, on the economy, on Bernie Madoff, on poison toxic products killing kids, on the Internet kill switch, alarms, privacy experts, USA Today. That is all coming up. But I'm asking you, the listeners, specifically, you can talk about whatever you want here. We don't screen your calls. It's wide open phones for first-time callers in this first hour, and then a little bit into the next hour, then it'll be wide open for everybody. But, I mean, does this anger you? I mean, have we just gotten to the point where we just accept being manipulated and being deceived? It's one thing if media makes a mistake, or it's one thing if media gets their facts wrong sometimes. Nobody's perfect. Everybody does that. It's another thing that Fox has this long history of crafted hoaxes and deception, just like Rachel Maddow. Got up with Rand Paul. He had about a two-second delay on the satellite. She said, "Are you for getting rid of the Civil Rights Act?" And he said, "Yes, I can't hear you. Hold on. Yes, say it again. No, I'm not for getting rid of that." And they put a transcript out, cutting out the yes, now I can hear you, to "Do you agree with getting rid of the Civil Rights Act?" "Yes, I do." When clearly, we played the video here, he said, "Hold on, I didn't hear you. Yes, what was that?" They say it again. No, I'm not for getting rid of it. And they said he kidnapped a woman. They said he wasn't really a medical doctor. But see, that backfired on him. But see, Fox still has a lot of conservatives trusting them. MSNBC's lost their trust. That's why their biggest shows have 500,000 viewers. Some nights, maybe 1 million. Most of their shows, about 250,000. I mean, a big radio station, a major city, has that many listeners per hour. It's a joke. It's a fraud. It's a hoax. And we should, though, still be happy, because the fact that Fox has to pose as patriots shows how far we've come. The fact that we forced them to cover world government. The fact that we forced them to cover SDRs and cashless grids. The fact that we've gone this far is amazing and is extremely, extremely, extremely exciting. Okay, let's go ahead now and take some calls here. Let's talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Jason, can you turn your radio off?
Yes, sir. I'm a big fan of yours, man. That really makes me very angry about the Ron Paul thing. I had a quick question I was going to ask you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I live just north of you in Temple, Texas, and the snow that we got a while back, it seems like I'm the only one that noticed it. There was a red residue in the snow that covered every single vehicle, and the local news was saying it was the rock salt they put down on the road to melt the ice. But my truck was covered in snow in my backyard, and it had that red film residue over it. And I wanted to get a sample of it and get it tested, but I don't have much money.
Well, the statistically, there is weather modification. There is bizarre chemical biological spraying testing going on everywhere. All over the world, that's admitted. Most of it classified, but they admit the programs are going on. But routinely growing up in Texas, and it's the same all over the country, dust circles in the jet stream around the world. And there's the Mongolian desert that has red dirt. Northern Mexico has red dirt. There's all sorts of dust storms that blow all over the world. And so a lot of times snow, when it's falling, even more than water, will basically get coated and will pick up dust that's in the air and then deposit it on your back lawn. So that's probably what that was, some dust from maybe 100 miles away or maybe 5,000 miles away or maybe 10,000 miles away. It would have to be tested to ascertain that. But there's all sorts of university aircraft and studies that are done routinely where they'll send jet aircraft up to 30,000 feet, 50,000 feet or higher, and the jets will fly and basically have a scoop on the front that picks things up to test for air quality, and they'll pick up stuff from volcanoes that were known to erupt from samples they got 100 years ago. They'll pick up bugs, spiders, pieces of moths, because if there's a tornado or a storm, sometimes bugs and cat hair, you name it, bird feathers, pieces of plastic, it gets blown up into the upper atmosphere and basically rides the winds that can, jet streams can be going 200 miles an hour or more. So they just ride those winds sometimes for centuries. And so there's all sorts of stuff in the atmosphere. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. I just had a quick theory real quick if I could share it with you. I got that video you had of what in the world are they spraying. That's kind of what was making me wonder. But they say they're putting that aluminum in the atmosphere with those planes. I really think that it has something to do with that HAARP system where it makes an electromagnetic field in the atmosphere where they can, laser point that those beams from the HAARP system. What do you think about that?
Well, we know that HAARP is a whole bunch of different programs, weather modification, over-the-horizon radar. The similar HAARP system is now being put in different Middle Eastern countries, and they just openly admit that they're using the ionization of the atmosphere with these big antenna arrays to manipulate the weather. So, that's the problem. What we know about is 30 years old or more. Imagine what they've already got. I appreciate your call, Jason. Great points. Wayne in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex, I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. We need 1,000 of you. The truth is so rare in America anymore.
Well, I'm only trying to survive here, and tyranny's not a good place for myself or my family, so we're all in this together. But thank you, sir. What do you think about the Ron Paul situation, the Fox News hoax?
That's a no-no. Anyhow, I have two comments that I wanted to make. One is I don't quite understand why people do not go after the main family that runs all of this stuff in the first place. Let me tell you a little story that happened to me a couple of years ago off the coast of Florida here. Is me and a buddy were scuba diving, and we were surrounded by about 16 or 17 big barracuda. And they kept swimming around us and swimming around us and kept coming closer. And, you know, finally Barry shot the biggest one, and they ran off about 20 or 25 yards, I guess, and started circling around, chose another one that seemed to be about the, you know, about the biggest size, and they started circling us again. Anyhow, we finally
made it. I want to hear the rest of your story. We got to go to break, but obviously you were out spear gun fishing then, and you probably had already shot a fish, so they were smelling the blood, or what happened?
Well, the bottom line is that we shot the biggest one the very first time, and then they went back in a group and chose another leader and came up to us, and this is what I don't quite understand, is why in the world don't we go after the boss, the Rothschilds, because according to history, they're the ones that started all this stuff in the first place.
Well, they're a big part of it. You know what, let's talk about that when we come back on the other side with Wayne. We'll go to Aaron, Zach, Patrick, Jason, and others.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By the way, folks, before I go back to your calls, I just want to tell you, great job with the V for Victory campaign. We're going to be talking some about that and grassroots activism with Luke Radowski coming up. Then, of course, Gerald Celente getting into the economy and the Egypt situation. A lot more is going to be popping in. But great job with the Google bombs. Sometimes I don't do them for a week or two. Sometimes I do one every day for a whole week. We put out Dick Cheney's stand down. dealing with the stand down order and how he's been confronted over that. It became the number one search term throughout the day and the evening. And I couldn't sleep last night at about 2:30 in the morning. And I woke up and went in. It was still in the top 10 on both hot topics and hot searches. And I saw a whole bunch of big online publications picking up our story, the We Are Change video, and it really had a big effect. It isn't going to save the world, but all of it together with God's help is. And so I want to do a top search term today, Fox News Caught. If you put Fox News Caught into a Google search engine and click web, it's already the top links. And so what this will do is people will wonder what Fox News has been caught in. You see, they've got to destroy Ron Paul. They don't like to just do these risky, out-in-the-open lies unless they're really desperate. And they can't have him winning the presidency. It's already going to be bad enough to have him in the debates if he runs, which I guarantee he's going to unless he has any health issues. And we got to really pray for him because just like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said, he said, if Ron Paul continues to build like this, they may go after him. And Ron Paul said on this show he knows that's a real issue. So he's putting a lot on the line for us. We need to support him. And Rand Paul's now going after the Patriot Act like he promised to do. These are great men, a great father and son duo, and God love them. But let's make Fox News Caught the number one search term. Victory goes to whoever wants it the most. So hit them hard, put those three words in, Fox News Caught. C-A-U-G-H-T, Fox News Caught. And let's get into that article about them being caught running this Dirty Tricks campaign. They've been caught with their pants down. And I don't have some vendetta against Fox or any of the mainstream media. I'm just here exposing their dirty tricks, and it's got to be done. I wish that they'd do the right thing, but they're not. So Fox News Caught, get that into Google today. Now, I think you answered your own question going back to the caller, Wayne in Florida. Wayne, I think you answered your own question. Your buddy spear gunned the big barracuda. And when barracudas come up around me, I just start chasing them. Because it's like if a dog runs up and tries to bite you and you run, it's going to go into its instincts and gun to attack you. But if you stand your ground to the big dog, unless it's a police-trained attack dog, 99% of the time they're going to turn away. And I mean, I was just in the Caribbean a few months ago and had a 4-foot and about a 3-foot and a couple other barracudas come up. They were looking at me. I just started chasing them. Didn't even have a spear gun. And boy, they hightailed it. They hightailed it. Now, that's not the case with the great white shark, but with smaller predators, it is. Though generally, I've talked to and read some divers, they say if you do go towards a great white or a tiger shark, then they don't think you're food if you act like a predator. But I'm not saying that's fail-safe. Now, I'm not for violence either. I am for defending myself, and I am for politically exposing the Rothschilds, who are right at the top of the pyramid. But there were models of global government, models of empire, before the Rothschilds really got control in 1815. After they beat Napoleon, they ran that stock market crash system and then basically bought the stock market up for pennies on the pound. And I covered that in my film Endgame, Blueprint for global Enslavement. And so, you know, that's an important facet for everybody to look at. But you know what? I spent that 5 minutes on other issues. Stay there. I'm going to finish up with you, Wayne, and I promise I'm going to try to hurry through Aaron, Zach, Patrick, Jason, and others. First-time callers, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. You know, the Rothschilds all fell off a cliff tomorrow. Other barracudas would just replace them. Other shark teeth would roll forward. It's ideas and taking our states and our countries back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.